My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N, and I am a nurse practitioner. This patient is Olga Ayala Reyes. That's O-L-G-A-A-Y-A-L-A-R-E-Y-E-S. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This kidney disease is related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The kidney functions are stable with BUN of 21 from 23, creatinine of 1.0 from 1.1, and GFR of 57 from 49. There is evidence of pyuria as well as non-selective proteinuria of 461 milligrams. Period. The pyuria could be a result of, the proteinuria could be a result of the pyuria. However, since the patient is a diabetic, diabetic nephropathy is a possibility. Period. She is currently taking Farxiga 10 milligrams daily. Period. We advise her to discontinue the Farxiga due to the pyuria and instead started her on Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, one tablet daily. We gave her samples of 3 milligrams and prescribed a 7 milligram dosage through the specialty pharmacy. Period. We instructed her to take it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach with no medication or food. Period. 1+ bilateral lower extremity edema noted. Period. We advised her to decrease her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, comma, reduce her overall fluid intake to 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, comma, to wear compression stockings and elevate her lower extremities when seated, period. It is imperative that her diabetes become controlled to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys along with other comorbidities, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Her hemoglobin A1C is 9.7% from 8.6%, period. She states her home blood glucose readings range from 70 to 300. She reports eating at the same time daily, and she states she stops eating after 5 p.m., period. She also takes Soliqua, 60 units daily, as well as Novolog, 10 to 15 units daily with supper. Period. As previously stated, we discontinued the Farxiga due to the pyuria and started her on Rybelsus. Period. We advised her to set up an appointment with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist, for strict management of her diabetes, period. Number three, hypoalbuminemia. Her albumin level is 2.9 from 3.4. She reports adequate oral intake and appetite, period. This hypoalbuminemia could be related to the diabetes, which could cause a decreased concentration of albumin in the blood, period. We informed her to increase her oral intake and to follow a diabetic diet and comply with her diabetic regimen to control her blood glucose levels, period. We anticipate that her albumin levels will increase once her diabetic, once her diabetes is under control, period. Number three, arterial hypertension, well controlled with current management. Her blood pressure today is 136 over 82, period. She weighs 165 pounds with a BMI of 28.3 and has lost 8 pounds since the last visit, likely due to the Farxiga, period. Number four, hyperlipidemia, well controlled on pravastatin, period. Next number, left lung cancer. She denies ever undergoing chemotherapy or radiation therapy. She follows with Moffitt Cancer Center yearly, period. Next number, CAD, status post, CABG times 4. Next number, GERD, stable on PPI. Next number, fatigue, which is possibly related to the uncontrolled diabetes, period. Again, it is imperative that her blood glucose levels decrease from her current numbers. We ordered cortisol, AM, comma, thyroid panel, comma, and vitamin B12 levels for further evaluation, period. For the pyuria, we instructed her to use 1/3 white vinegar and 2/3 water mixed together to wash her vaginal area to prevent future pyurias. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work. End.